What about this other patient, a 54-year-old woman who has EGFR mutant lung cancer who's responding to erlotinib?
Well, she's another interesting case. Again, a very kind of specialized case, not bread and butter, but she is a 54-year-old woman who had a T1N1 adeno, had surgery, but at the time when she had it, people were not giving adjuvant for this stage of disease. She had a recurrence in her mediastinum and in her left pleura. She went on Tarceva and had a complete response. Molecular analysis showed that she had one of these EGFR mutations, an exon 19 deletion. She progressed, but we had no trials open. So she went on Tarceva plus Avastin with the stupid idea that if Tarceva worked, maybe Avastin will make it work a little bit better. There are now trials comparing Tarceva versus Tarceva and Avastin, and it may be that Avastin even helps Tarceva a little bit too. And we were able to get her stable disease, and then she had some slow progression. She went on chemotherapy. It didn't help at all. One thing that's interesting with all these patients is that when you stop the Tarceva, their disease can often flare and blow up. So even when they're progressing slowly, the Tarceva is still doing a lot. Inhibiting EGFR is still having a huge effect on these cancers, because when we took her off, and this is something that Memorial Sloan Kettering has described, that when you take them off the Tarceva, the disease really can explode. And in her, it did. She got much worse pain, short of breath, within 4 or 5 days of stopping. We put her back on, it calmed everything back down. So even though she was progressing, the drug was still doing something.
So you kept her on it?
We did, and then we switched her to a therapy that inhibits. So these are the new EGFR inhibitors, the EGFR inhibitors on steroids. These EGFR inhibitors can inhibit the receptor even if it gets that resistance mutation. Remember we said half of these cases become resistant because they develop another mutation. Well, she became resistant. We biopsied her lesion, but there were so few cancer cells that we couldn't do a genetic analysis. But she also had a pleural fusion, I should mention. And then we did analyze that, and we did not see this resistance mutation there. But we really didn't have any other options that were attractive. So she tried this newer EGFR inhibitor that can inhibit this resistance mutation in case, for lots of reasons, that we thought it still might be worth trying. But we were wrong. She didn't have any benefit from the medication. And now, because she's on a clinical trial, when she progresses, it's really your obligation to stop an investigative therapy if it's not really working. But I put her right back on Tarceva just to keep it at bay. Again, with the idea that I know she's progressing, but she'll progress a lot slower on Tarceva than on anything else. And right now we have to decide what we're going to do next, and we don't know what we're going to do next.
How long did she actually respond to the erlotinib?
Probably for about 18 months.
Wow.
So the average response is about a year. Some people go like 5 years, 6 years. Those cases are out there. But on average, it's a year. So resistance develops real quickly.